Day number five. Don't become prideful about anything God has entrusted to you. You know, in this place here, we're all kinds of different economic levels. And some of you have been very uniquely blessed by God to have significant resources. Most wealthy people that I've ever talked to said they have more than they ever dreamed possible. They wanted to do well in life, but sometimes the wellness just far surpasses whatever their expectations were. And so for some percentage in this world, that does happen. But the Bible has some reminders about that. When that happens, we somehow can think it was all about us and our great skills and our great abilities. And Deuteronomy 8:17 says, "You may say to yourself," this little conversation with yourself, "my power and the strength of my hands have produced this wealth for me. But remember the Lord your God, for it is He who gives you the ability to produce wealth. Who gave you the sharp mind that you have? Who gave you the strength of body to do what you do? Who gave you the ability to breathe a breath of air every second? Who allows your heart to keep beating? My friend, that is not you, that is God. And if God has given you resources and blessed you in different ways, you know, thank God for it and manage it well and be a trustee of it well. But my friend, do never think it's all about you, because it's not. It's always all about Him. We're to live for an audience of one. Psalm 62:10, if your riches increase, don't be proud. Deuteronomy 8:11, be careful that you do not forget the Lord your God. Otherwise, when you eat and are satisfied, when you build fine homes and settle down, and when your herds and flocks grow large and your silver and gold increase, and all that you have is multiplied, then your heart will become proud and you will forget the Lord your God. And God calls us each to say, Lord, what I received, what I have, it comes from your hand. And here's another reality. If you're in America, you are rich. You are rich. Let me prove it to you. How many of you made more than $1,500 last year? Raise your hand. More than $1,500. Okay. Congratulations. You're in the top 25% of the world's population. 75% of the world's population makes less than $1,500 a year. Nearly half of the world's population lives on about a dollar a day. And my friend, so when we sometimes think of rich people, we think of someone else, but not us. And the reality is, it's us all the way. Even if you're here on welfare today, you are richer than 75% of the world's population. And so sometimes we say, oh, woe is me. We suffer from whim disease. You know, woe is me. And the reality is, we have so much. God's grace is all over us, and His provisions have been so kind. Been so wonderful to us. And so we need to be reminded not to become proud when our riches do increase.